This is the vision of the eagle. The vision of the eagle seen by Daniel Tarr concerning the United States of America. There was an eagle in flight. This eagle was very majestic. This bird was nearly perfect in form, having five feathers sticking out on each side of its wings. It glided through the air in flight effortlessly. The head of this eagle was perfectly formed. Its eyes were crisp. His eyes were very sharp, just like an eagle. The Lord said to me, this is what the eagle should be. This is what America should be. And then the Lord showed me this dark cloud. Gray, almost black. It was dirty, it was filthy, it was huge, and it settled over all of the United States. And I asked God, what is this dark cloud? And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, go, do your worst, for they have sold themselves. And the cloud split into three pieces. The first part represents iniquity. The second part representing lawlessness. And the third part representing fear. And this cloud was sent in different directions. The Lord told me, I'm sending the iniquity to those who know my commandments but refuse to do them. I'm sending the lawlessness to those who do not know me. And I'm sending the fear to those who do not want to know me. I'm like, oh God, and I was weeping on my bed. And the Lord showed me this majestic eagle entering the cloud. It showed me this majestic eagle, this perfectly formed creature entering the cloud. And he gave me a close-up view of its eye as it entered the cloud because it never made it through to the other side. Its eye had become gray, and its retina had become red. This eagle had lost most of its feathers on its head, and its right wing was wounded. It could not fly, and as it continues to fly through the air haphazardly, it runs into this mountain, and God said this mountain represents truth. And as it hit this mountain, it plummeted. It just kept diving and diving and diving. And the Lord showed me the ground underneath this eagle opening into the bottomless pit. And I'm like, why, God? He says, how can I withhold my hand from America? See, the cry of the innocent comes up daily before me. I'm like, what do you mean, God? And he showed me the cries of those that have been slain in abortion, ascending before his throne. How long, O Lord God Almighty? How long, Jesus? He says, shall I not avenge these? And this eagle kept plummeting toward the bottomless pit at a high rate of speed. And I thought it was hopeless. And next thing I know, the eagle suspended 100 feet above this pit, this abyss. And the Lord shows me what to stop the eagle. A thread. A pure thread. And I ask God, what does the thread mean? He's like, the thread represents the prayers of the saints. And the reason it's a thread is there's not enough of them. I'm like, okay, God, what happens now? And the thread broke. So this is the first thing that can happen. I don't even need to tell you what happens if the thread breaks. But the Lord also gave me another possibility. He says that the thread can become a rope. The rope represents the prayers of all those that fear God in America and His Word. And I'm Lord. And then He tells me to get everybody on again to pray for America because we're in trouble. And he will not hold his hand. He said if it was but for this one thing, he would withhold his hand. If we had not slain the blood of the innocent in our coast, he would have withheld his hand. And now judgment's coming to America. I see this awesome prayer warrior on her knees in prayer. And she represents prayer warriors all over the country. name is Grandma Elder. She's a mighty prayer warrior in the sight of God. She intercedes for many things, and she was interceding for America. And as she interceded for our country, I saw God pull the eagle up into heaven and anoint its eyes that it could see again. But its wing was not fixed, and it was sent back out into the sky with a broken wing, a crippled wing, where it could not fly straight. It flies in a zigzag pattern. And I'm like, God, what does this represent? And he tells me that this broken wing shall not be healed until America is finished with abortion, until abortion's gone. And the Lord thundered. Oh, his voice was a thunder in my mind. America needs to help us. The Lord thundered in my mind. I'm having a hard time conveying this. What he thundered was this: a nation that says it is moral and righteous, condones abortion inside her coast. He either said it condones or allows. I do believe he said it condones. Is an abomination in my sight. And after he said this, he said America is going to lose a mighty battle. He showed me a headline of 200 people dead on the road between Baghdad and Tikrit. 200 of our people dead. The Monday after this vision, 106 died in Iraq. Oh, wow. Where we were fighting over there, 106. So 200 doesn't seem so far-fetched now. But as he showed me this, he showed me Osama bin Laden laughing. He was laughing. He was laughing hard. He showed me two towers, a cylinder around them that looked almost a space-age building. I don't know where this building was. It might be the resurrected Twin Towers. They say shall never fall again. And a plane flew into them. And this plane contained anthrax in large quantities. And then the vision shows people injecting to the anthrax. And it ends. It says, God saying this is going to be the more judgment on America unless we get our act together. Unless we start obeying him. But just for this one thing, he said his hand will be stretched out against America because we allow abortion within our own coast. Because we claim to be moral and righteous before him. And we allow abortion. God is angry with America. Who shall stay his hand? Let us speedily repent, lest he come and destroy our land. He told me that he would allow America to go on his way to destruction, the long way. We could get progressively worse and worse and worse, if it was not for this one thing, and he would not even intervene in the affairs of America until the day of judgment. But now has our day of judgment hastened, because we have shed the blood of the innocent. We have caused the hand of God to lay heavy upon our country by shedding the blood of those who are defenseless, by shedding the blood of the perfectly innocent that have committed no wrong. America, when will we wake up? When will we see? When will our eyes be open that we can perceive just how angry God is with this country? Oh, America, I love this country. But we are no longer great like we used to be. We are no longer as great as we used to be because we have lost our way. The Lord told me these feathers on the eagles represent certain things. I don't remember what the eagles' feathers represent. So I wrote them down. The first feather has importance. The second is not less of importance, but the first and third, oh God, the first and third, these feathers are perfectly placed. The rest of them are all necessary, but the order is not as important. The Lord told me that these 5 feathers on each side, when he gave me a close-up view of this, he said that they are... I asked him later after the vision what they represented. He said they are guide feathers. They're the guiding principles of America. The first feather, the most important, is Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. Whether you believe in a view of the Trinity or whether you believe in a view of the oneness of God, we all believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty, and that is disappearing from America. The second feather is godly wisdom. The third feather is righteousness, right doing. The fourth feather is right teaching. The fifth feather is holiness. We used to respect God more in this country and his standards and his ways of doing things. The sixth standard is peace. Oh, America, how many times do we incite war? And how many times do we incite war on our television sets and our video games and stuff like this, inciting people to violence? How many times do we preach violence to our young people? Laughter and joy of the Lord is number 7. We used to laugh and have much more joy in God regardless of the circumstances, but we don't anymore. The 8th is the foundation of the Word. Teach your children. We don't teach our children the Word anymore like we used to. The Word of God used to be a daily part of their educational process. Not only is the Word of God out of schools, it's coming out of our homes as well. And our nation is falling apart because of it. The 9th is godly leaders. We need more godly leaders in America. We have some, but we have so few. So few can do so few. Few can do so few things. We need more godly leaders in this country. We need people to elect godly leaders. And the 10th, but not least, is prayer. We used to pray more than we do for our country and our leadership. We used to intercede for them, and we don't anymore. Not on a large scale. We used to allow prayer in our school. Prayer used to not be a shame to be uttered. Prayer used to be in our Capitol buildings. Prayer used to be all over this great country. This is a country that I love. But we are no longer great like we used to be because we have fallen away from the living God, the one who made us great. One of our founding fathers stated this. He said, those who will not be ruled by God shall be governed by tyrants. And we're fast approaching. We're fast approaching that point, friend. When will America wake up? When will we stop condoning and shedding the blood of the innocents in our own coast? I cannot have any rest until I put this on tape and do as the Lord has bidden me and spread it out. Spread it far and wide. Oh, America. Land of liberty. Liberty to kill the newborn innocents. Liberty to be enslaved to drug and alcohol. Liberty to be enslaved to divorce and pornography. Oh, land of liberty, when will we have the liberty to be free to love the Lord Jesus Christ? When will we have the liberty to be free to love God the way we should? The way our conscience dictates. Oh, land of liberty, when shall our freedom be restored? I praise the living God, the maker of heaven and earth, that he showed me this vision before it's too late. He said the people of America will not repent, so judgment must come. If we were to repent now, then God would avert his judgment, for he is a righteous and he is a loving God, and he does not willingly afflict the wicked. He doesn't want to do this, but the cry of the innocent come daily before his throne. This is all I have to say. Praise be to the living God. I may bundle this with my testimony, and then you'll see what God can do in a human life. A human life that wants to know him more intimately than anything else on this planet. Oh, land of America. America, we used to be great. We used to be much more godly than what we are now. When shall we return to our foundation that God may truly bless our land again? We bless ourselves and we get in debt that we cannot pay. We bless ourselves and natural disasters keep coming our way from the hand of God to warn us that we need to change course, but we're not listening. We're not listening to the voice of the Almighty God. We're listening to the soothsayers and the fortune tellers and all these people who say that we're good the way we're going. Everything's going good for America because we're the most powerful nation on the planet. But what nation can defy the hand of God and stand? May everyone who fears the living God, the only God in this country, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Paul, the God of Silas, the Lord Silas, the Lord that Paul met on the road, may everyone who fears this living God stand up and pray for America with hands outlifted into the air in intercession for our country. Oh, you who fear America, I hope this reaches you. I hope it's not stifled in the media like every other thing is in this country. Well, I have done what God has bidden me to do. I have put the voice of warning. Change course, or our course shall be certain, and judgment shall come swiftly to America as it did to Sodom and Gomorrah. May God bless America despite our sins and our faults. May He have mercy upon our country. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.